Hey everyone, welcome to a midweek edition of Talking Stuff on Letterman Row. I'm your host, Jeremy Birmingham. We normally do these episodes on Sunday nights, but thinking about trying to expand it to one or two nights a week in addition to the Sunday night sort of rewind stuff. And so that's where we're going to do tonight, Wednesday night. Most of you will probably catch this Thursday morning, but I think it's important to start now because of the news that Little Elm, Texas, cornerback Ryan Watts III, who has been committed to Oklahoma since April, has decommitted from the Sooners. And the Buckeyes, who hosted Watts for an official visit 2 weeks ago, now appear to be in the driver's seat for his commitment, though the intrigue isn't gone yet, because what we're not sure is whether or not Ryan Watts is still going to make an official visit to Penn State. Now, the Nittany Lions were one of the two programs that Watts visited in the summertime along with the Buckeyes, and those visits were a little bit clandestine. They weren't necessarily at the approval of the Oklahoma staff, I guess you would say, and Ohio State was eager to get him on campus, and knowing that if they did that, they had a chance of getting Watts back on campus in the fall for an official visit, which is what happened 2 weeks ago. So, now Watts has decommitted from the Sooners, and the timing is good for Ohio State, I think, if you have to look at it from that perspective, because he's only been to Columbus for an official visit at this point. He has not yet gone back to Penn State. And you'd think that if he was thinking still or debating still between Ohio State and Penn State and Oklahoma, that he would have just maintained the status quo with his commitment. So a couple things could have happened. Of course, Oklahoma could have said, hey, you're not in our class because you're too busy looking at other schools, so we're going to move on from you. Maybe that's what happened. I don't know. But it doesn't really matter, because Watts is a player that Ohio State has been very high on for a while, and a cornerback that is much more likely, as we've talked about on LettermanRow.com over the last few months, he's much more likely to be the guy that ends up complementing legend Cavazos and Clark Phillips at cornerback in the class of 2020, as opposed to a player like Elias Ricks from the IMG Academy, who is committed to LSU. Does that mean that they wouldn't take Ricks if he decided he wanted to come to Ohio State after his official visit in November? Of course they would take him. He's one of the best players in the country and maybe the best defensive back in the class. But for now, the focus turns squarely to Watts and seeing what happens with him in the next few weeks. So the big thing is to watch him in Penn State. If he sets up an official visit to Penn State quickly, which again, he has said that that's his plan. That was his plan when he left Columbus, was to still take an official visit to Happy Valley. If that gets set up, maybe there's some intrigue. If that isn't immediately scheduled or you know, talked about in the next couple days, don't be surprised if Watts ends up flipping from the Sooners to Ohio State in the more immediate sense. So that's important to look at, and that's why, you know, primarily I've decided to break out the second edition of Talking Stuff this week, because I think it's important for fans to be caught up there. So other than that, I think it's important that we go back to the quarterback situation, because C.J. Stroud, who we talked about in Sunday night's edition of Talking Stuff, has confirmed that he's making his first visit to Ohio State this weekend for the game against Michigan State. And the other quarterback that we talked about on Sunday night, which is Hawaii's Jaden Delora, actually committed to Washington State on Wednesday afternoon, so he's off the board. So right now, I think if you're looking for a second quarterback to complement Jack Miller in the class of 2020, the focus, again, remains primarily on C.J. Stroud, but other players like Cade Renfro, who's a North Texas commit from the state of Texas, is worth watching still. So if something doesn't happen with Stroud, then you at least know that there's a chance that something could work out for Ohio State with another player. And I like Renfro a lot. I saw him at camp in Columbus this summer. Really threw the ball well. 6'4", 210-pound kid. Looks like your classic in-the-pocket gunslinger type. And, you know, being a kid from Texas, you know he can spin it. So keep an eye on C.J. Stroud's visit this weekend when he visits for the Michigan State game. Ohio State will have a lot of their 2020 commitments on hand, helping him get familiar and making him feel comfortable in Columbus. So the Buckeyes will also have Kevontre Bradford, the running back from Lancaster, Texas, making his official visit to Ohio State. That's another one that's really worth watching, because the Buckeyes are obviously looking for another running back or a running back in the class of 2020. And I think right now the real battle comes down to Kevontre Bradford versus Mayan Williams from Cincinnati Winton Woods High School. Williams is committed to Iowa State. He was offered by Ohio State about 10 days ago. He has not set up a visit yet to the school. There is an expectation that he'll do so. But if Bradford decides he wants in the class and the Buckeyes decide he's the right fit, culture-wise, personality-wise, maybe he doesn't have a chance. Anyway, that's tonight's episode of Talking Stuff on Letterman Row. I'm your host, Jeremy Birmingham. Make sure you check out the website, lettermanrow.com. Like and subscribe.